Bonnie, just for the sake of whatever the sake I'm supposed to do, will you tell me your name and when you were born?
My name is Barney Cohn. That is my name, Barney Cohn. Not Bernard, not Barnaby, but Barney Cohn. I used to be kidded. Is your name really Barney? I say, yes, my name is Barney. But my favorite story about my name was in Australia. I had to go to an official place to get some paper signed. And the lady says, and your name, sir? And I said, my name is Barney Cohn. She said, is your name Barney? I said, yes, why? She said, well, only Irish bartenders are named Barney here. And she meant that. Sometime before the May the 30th, there had been a demonstration, and the police had used real viciousness in clubbing the strikers. The police, in conjunction with the Republic Steel guards, there was a strike at the plant gate. I mean, a picket line at the plant gate. And it ended with all kinds of incidents, and it was reported in the papers that Republic Steel was not going to be defeated by this union. But it was such an out... created such a sensation was the use of the Chicago police force in helping the company, not in protecting the union, not even protecting citizens, so forth. So it was decided to call a big demonstration on Memorial Day, which was the upcoming holiday, on May 30th. And they had people from all the steel plants in the whole Chicago area. Gary, where the U.S. Steel, Milwaukee, people came from various surrounding cities to participate in it. And it was a very large crowd was there, very large crowd. And we were marching... formed a parade like, and we were going to march to the Republic Steel near the entrance there to have a picket line there. And just as they were got within a certain visible distance of the plant, there was an incident that occurred at the forefront of the parade, which to this day, well, I mean to this day, at that time, it was investigated, but there was no real decision as to what the incident was, whether it was a contrived incident or whether it was something that occurred naturally. But anyway, the police began trying to move the demonstration back. And then suddenly... they opened fire. They opened fire, and we were running, and subsequently, 10 of the demonstrators were killed, shot by the police. 7 of them were shot in the back.